Social media juggernaut Facebook is under attack from its own employees over its policy of allowing politicians, including the US president, to post deliberately false political advertising. More than 250 of the company's employees have signed an open letter criticising the Facebook policy, which they say allows politicians to weaponise our platform. And they suggest a number of ways to address this. But will they have any effect? I was joined earlier by Siva Vaidyanathan, the Professor of Media Studies at the University of Virginia and the author of the book How Facebook Disconnects Us and Undermines Democracy. Professor Vaidyanathan, welcome to The World Today.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Now, how worried would or should Mark Zuckerberg be by this public rebellion from 250 of his employees?
To my knowledge, this is the first time that Facebook employees have made a stand voicing opposition to any of Facebook's policies. We've seen these sorts of protests or rebellions at Google and at Microsoft in recent years. But I think the spirit is catching. There seems to be a willingness to challenge the authority, the moral authority as well as management authority of Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg at Facebook. So for that reason, I think it's a significant development. The issue itself, though, and the truthfulness of political ads, I don't think it's one for which Facebook's management is willing to budge.
There is very strong language in this employee letter. For example, misinformation affects us all. We strongly object to this policy that allows politicians to weaponize our platform. How damaging is this policy to the democratic process?
We have to remember a couple of things. Number one, false political advertising has occurred on Facebook with alarming regularity for more than a decade. And there's really no realistic way to imagine Facebook policing its political ads. The fact is Facebook has been an active participant in eroding democratic norms around the world for more than a decade. It will continue to do so.
Well, you say there's not a lot that can be done, but the Facebook employees do make a number of recommendations in their letter, including that political advertising be held to the same standards as other ads, and that Facebook tools that allow the targeting of particular consumers be restricted. Do you think they could be effective?
Yes. The latter, definitely. So one of the reasons that Facebook is such a destructive phenomenon in terms of the effect of political ads on the democratic norms and processes around the world is that Facebook allows candidates and political movements to very narrowly target ads at small groups of voters. You could send an ad to one household, one ad to a man in the household, and another ad to a woman in the household, and give a completely different position about your policies as a politician. Neither would know that the other received a completely different message on a Facebook platform. That level of targeting not only allows for duplicity, it also means that there's no accountability. There's no way for opponents, for instance, to know what's being said about them in ads. There's no way for reporters to report on ad campaigns that are misleading or unfair. I would like to see, instead of Facebook address this, I would like to see legislation in every democracy in the world limiting ad targeting to the district in which the election is being held so that everybody in that district sees the same message and can judge and assess.
And are you saying that Facebook should then reduce these targeting tools and police it?
I would like to see it happen. I don't think it's proper for a company to take on that responsibility. I think that should be legislated and required. I have very little tolerance for the posing of corporations. We should be demanding specific levels of accountability through legislation and regulation. But I do know that it is technologically possible, politically viable, and reducing ad targeting would be a very effective way of reducing the pollution that Facebook distributes without violating free speech rights. And that's very important around the world as well.
What is the ideal solution for legislators?
Yeah, there's no ideal solution, unfortunately. I have a wish list of legislation I would like to see. So number one, I would like to see some strong antitrust or competition law interrogation of Facebook and Facebook's behavior. I would like to see that legislation I mentioned limiting the targeting of political ads to the district in which the candidate is running. I would also like to see data protection, much like we see in Europe, expanded to other places in the world: Australia, New Zealand, Brazil, India, the United States, Canada. If a few more large countries would take on data protection and take it seriously, then Facebook and Google and Twitter would have to adjust their policies. We have to do it in a multilateral way. It can't just be one country acting or one region acting, but I don't pretend that any of them would slay the dragon.
Professor Vaidyanathan, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Siva Vaidyanathan is Professor of Media Studies at the University of Virginia and the author of the book How Facebook Disconnects Us and Undermines Democracy.